Vince said what? A small thing, Deb. A detail. Who knows what it means? Nobody will ever know if you don't say it, Dexter. There seems to be no blood left with the body. No blood at all. Deborah was quiet for a minute, thinking. Not a reverent pause, not like me, just thinking. Okay, she said at last, I give up. What does it mean? Too soon to tell, I said. But you think it means something. It meant a strange lightheadedness. It meant an itch to find out more about this killer. It meant an appreciative chuckle from the dark passenger, who should have been quiet so soon after the priest. But that was all rather tough to explain to Deborah, wasn't it? So I just said, it might, Deb. Who really knows? She looked at me hard for half a moment, then shrugged. All right, she said. Anything else? Oh, a great deal, I said. Very nice blade work. The cuts are close to surgical. Unless they find something in the hotel, which no one expects, the body was killed somewhere else and dumped here. Where? Very good question. Half of police work is asking the right questions. The other half is answering, she told me. Well then, nobody knows where yet, Deb. And I certainly don't have all the forensic data, but you're starting to get a feel for this one, she said. I looked at her. She looked back. I had developed hunches before. I had a small reputation for it. My hunches were often quite good. And why shouldn't they be? I often know how the killers are thinking. I think the same way. Of course, I was not always right. Sometimes I was very wide of the mark. It wouldn't look good if I was always right. And I didn't want the cops to catch every serial killer out there. Then what would I do for a hobby? But this one, which way should I go with this so very interesting escapade? Tell me, Dexter, Deborah urged. Have you got any guesses about this? Possibly, I said. It's a little early yet. Well, Morgan, said LaGuerta from behind us. We both turned. I see you dressed for real police work. Something about LaGuerta's tone was like a slap on the face. Deborah stiffened. Detective, she said, did you find anything? She said it in a tone that already knew the answer. A cheap shot, but it missed. LaGuerta waved a hand airily. They are only putas, she said, looking hard at Deb's cleavage, so very prominent in her hooker suit. Just hookers. The important thing here is to keep the press from getting hysterical. She shook her head slowly, as if in disbelief, and looked up. Considering what you can do with gravity, that should be easy. And she winked at me and strolled off, over toward the perimeter, where Captain Matthews was talking with great dignity to Jerry Gonzalez from Channel 7. Bitch, Deborah said. I'm sorry, Debs. Would you prefer me to say, we'll show her, or should I go with, I told you so? She glared at me. God damn it, Dexter, she said. I really want to be the one to find this guy. And as I thought about that no blood at all, so did I. I really wanted to find him, too.